scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Hey, dude, I have not been drinking so much, dude. Well, I kind of drink on Wednesday.
That kind of drink on Wednesday.
Yeah, on a weekday.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm not. You haven't had a beer on the show in a while.
Yeah, I know, dude. I've got beers in the fridge right now.
I haven't had a beer in a while either. This is my
I've got beers in the fridge, but it just right now, dude, because the weather's so wacky. I don't know. I've just been kind of just it's thrown me in a funk, kind of.
Oh yeah.
Well, not funk,
I don't want to drink beer. Funk.
No, not in a funk, but funky. It's just so fucking. It's you know, one day it's 65 or. You know, in the 60s, and a couple days later, it's fucking bone fucking cold. It's like, geez, what the fuck, dude? You know?
So you just got to change the kind of beer you're drinking, right?
I guess.
Other beer or cold weather beer.
You
gotta
have warm beer.
Everything on tap.
Yeah.
Just warm beer.
Just pour beer in my cream of wheat.
Just put it in your coffee. Some beer in your coffee.
I did have a beer right before I went to bed. I fucking slammed a cold. I mean, I fucking slammed one quick and... I went straight to bed, but I was up yesterday for like 8 hours playing guitar, so fucking my fucking marbles were fucking fried. I kept hearing it's like, holy fuck, dude.
Not even playing.
That's all I fucking hear right now.
That's funny. Yeah, I actually had a chance to sit down and do some playing yesterday. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Fiddled on some things. So, what else is new? What's happening in the old Utah?
Nothing really. I'm just getting pounded by snow right now. I mean, it's not pounding, but it's gonna by tonight. It should supposed to snow all throughout the night, and that just means it's gonna stick. So,
cool.
Kind of sucks because now that means fucking work is not there. So
yeah,
I'm
that
on
means
call
no work.
Now.
But you were just complaining the other day that you guys didn't have as much snow as you'd.
Well, I know it's
had,
a catch
right?
22, bro. You're
totally.
Damned if you do,
yeah,
you're damned if you
it.
Don't. But when the snow comes, it's like fuck. Nobody wants to work. I mean, I don't blame them. It's concrete. Yeah. You're outdoors, you know. But
right, it's kind of hard to pour concrete when there's snow on the ground.
Yeah. Well, we do a lot of footings and a lot of walls, so that's like the main. That's the main thing during the wintertime. Just a lot of pump jobs, and which is cool because you're. You get there at the job, you're basically there 5 minutes, and you're out in, you know, 10. So, those are the jobs you want, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, my day consists of driving now instead of pouring. I don't pour as much. I mean, there's
just
not...
more driving.
Yeah, it's just all driving now.
It's actually doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
That's cool, whatever.
All pays the same, right?
Oh, hell yeah, it pays the same. It's all the fucking same, bro.
All pays the same. Cool. Yeah, not much going on out here. It's been fairly mellow last couple of weeks. Just hanging out, doing our thing.
Yeah.
Working, you know, hanging around the house.
I hate to bring this up, but that fucking, you saw that shooting out in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the flags the other day were at half mast, and I was like, fuck.
What happened?
What fucking... Yeah. Fucking, you know, Bishop died in Utah now, you know? And then
it took me a minute because I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, what's... Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah.
And then I fucking went to my Maverick, my gas station, and fucking saw the headlines on the paper, and I was like, God damn it, dude, again?
You know, and it kind of goes back to, you know, I know we've done a few shows now on like, guns and our thoughts on some of that stuff, but it sort of goes back to... some of the points that we made during some of those shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, Florida, obviously, you know, everybody's aware of the, like, stand your ground laws and that whole, the whole deal that happened in Florida way back when, you know, when that guy got shot by, you know, a guy who was concealed carrying,
right.
Had his concealed carry permit. And, you know, it's a state that has some pretty lenient laws on your ability to carry.
Right.
And, you know, you want to go, yeah, you know, that guy was stopped. The fact is, yet again, that he chose to do it in a place where it doesn't matter what the carry laws are.
Right.
That's a place where nobody can carry.
Right.
He knew there wouldn't be anybody armed.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, when you look at the small picture, you know, school shootings are on the rise. Well, the truth of it is, you know, shootings of places where you know people aren't going to be armed is on the rise.
Right.
Right. That's sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, it's unfortunate for the families and the victims and even, you know, even for the people who weren't shot, you know, whatever. They knew people who were, you know, and or just had to go through the whole experience of,
yeah.
You know, of the whole thing. You know, that's just, I don't wish that upon anybody, but, you know, now, obviously, everybody is expecting the whole,
right?
You know, repercussions from, you know, you've got the one side that's dreading what the next, you know, big freedom rob is going to be,
right?
And then you've got the other side that's going, you know, you better do something,
right?
You know, I want to see action. I want to see you as a government. You know, these people want to see something done to prevent this from ever happening again. You know, and the quick and easy answer is gun control.
Well,
but it isn't really an answer.
It's not, because that kid, no matter what, was thrown out of his high school and fucking there was a problem.
Right.
And the problem is it wasn't the fucking firearm, it was
exactly
the supervision, the fucking parenting. I blame the school just as much as I blame the parenting. Like, hey, you got a troubled kid. How are we going to fix this? Okay, let's fucking throw him out of school.
Right, plain and simple.
Yeah.
The person is the problem.
Exactly.
You know, the either society or people or the person
right.
acted in a way that was, you know, that shouldn't have been.
Right.
The gun didn't act that way.
Right.
The gun didn't make him act that way. Somebody that we know actually posted something on Facebook today kind of in response to that.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the end, I think he ended up being a little bit wrong. I know the point he was trying to make, but basically, you know, his Facebook post basically said, you know, how come there's no news on this? You know, because a gun wasn't involved. And it was a great number of people in China that had been killed by a guy with a knife.
Right.
You know, turns out that actually happened about 4 years ago, and it kind of was on the news,
right?
But obviously they didn't make as big of a deal about it as they are about these situations that happen with guns. But we talked about that too. You know, we talked about that too, where lots of other things have been done in similar fashions that weren't done with guns,
right?
So the gun, you know, limiting the guns is not the answer,
right,
to fixing these issues. Right. And people go, well, you know, why is it getting so much worse? Why is it happening so much more often? Well, multiple reasons I would have to say is one, because the media is now like they're hounds on that shit.
Yeah.
Right. It has happened in the past where I'm sure it was local news. Right.
Right.
Not national news.
Right.
So not everybody got to see that. But now that it's kind of a big, big topic, a big issue, a big, you know, hot button. Every media outlet's going to be all over that shit the minute it happens. That's one thing. The other thing is we're raising a society of people that just seem to have more fucking mental issues.
Well,
and we're not taking care of it.
I just think there's just too many goddamn people now and not enough people who give a shit. And that's what it comes down to. But what the crazy thing is, it's a fucking kid who did this. You know? For a kid to fucking be that fucking mentally fucked up and to go on life like that, you know, with all these troubles, like, when does somebody jump in and say, oh, fuck, time out here, you know?
Right.
What the fuck's going on? But
that's a fantastic segue, actually.
Exactly.
Into the topic that we want to talk about today.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's a kid that did it. But as we've figured out, you know, I've seen stuff about this before, but we really started to look into it to do this show.
Right.
And I didn't realize there was so much of it. But child soldiers,
right,
is a thing in many other countries.
Well, yeah. Well, third right? world, and, I would say third well,
yeah,
world.
Typically third world countries. Yeah, I mean, we can get to that, but in many other countries, there are child soldiers that are used to do some of the craziest shit. Yeah. And when you really boil down what some of these kids do and the mentalities that they have for doing it, there's no logical reason anybody in this country should have anything to complain about.
Yeah. You know not, what I mean? Not a goddamn
thing. Crazy shit that these kids have to go through. It's insane. I think not the first time I heard about this, but the first time that I saw something that was related to like child warfare or you know child soldiers was actually these two twin brothers. Back in 2000, they were 12 years old, named Luther and Johnny Two.
Right.
Right. They were the leaders of like this guerrilla group in the jungle in fucking Burma in Thailand. Yeah. Right. And these Burmese kids. I remember seeing pictures of them. It's this little kid, this little, you know, Thai kid smoking a fucking cigar.
Yeah.
Holding an M16, yeah. like a fucking badass. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Those kids are crazy.
Well, you know,
before we go too far into those guys, actually, there was something before that, and I didn't know about it. Now, this is kind of how I got into this subject, was a drug called Brown Brown.
Right.
Which, come to find out, is like a combination of cocaine and heroin.
Right.
That comes from West Africa, from Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone, yeah.
Right around like early 90s, 90, 91,
right.
Something like that. So these guys, basically, Sierra Leone was in this civil war. This army corporal had taken over control in this state, I guess it is, and just decided that, like, just listening to the guy talk, like, he likes to put words in people's mouths.
Right.
Right? And he basically said, the people are asking for war. That's what they want, so that's
yeah.
what they're going to get.
Right.
Right? Meanwhile, they're walking around the streets without arms.
Yeah.
And I don't mean arms as in guns. I mean, they don't have fucking arms.
Arms, yeah.
Because people have cut them off. Yeah, it's insane. But this guy comes into fucking power and then just decides to go next door to Liberia and start a fucking civil war with
civil
these
war.
People. Where they had all been, like, at peace together up until that point, at least my understanding, and just decides to start a civil war that lasts for 8 years.
Right.
So these little factions are basically taking kids that are impoverished. Right. And going, you're hungry. I've got food.
Right.
But if you want the food, you got to go do this thing for me. Right. And this thing is to go fucking kill people. Well, I don't want to fucking kill people. All right. Well, here, this will make you want to kill people. And they're shooting them up with cocaine and heroin.
Right.
Right. And then going, if you're hungry, go over there and do this thing for me. And right. then they're doing it and they're becoming fucking soldiers. And these kids are all fucking addicted to heroin and addicted to cocaine. And they're just fucking killing people. Or they're going into these villages and taking innocent civilians that have nothing to do with the war. And they're cutting off their fucking arms. And they're cutting off their feet. They're cutting off their hands. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're doing it to children. They're not even doing it to adults. They're going to the children. Like a 5-year-old kid, and they're cutting his fucking arm off.
Yeah.
What the hell does he have to do with any of that shit?
You know, I've seen movies that, you know, introduce the facts of, you know, child fighters and, you know, I don't like the movie Blood Diamond. It's a perfect example.
I haven't seen it, but it comes from that same like area
yeah,
and that
same
mentality,
area.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure there's tons of hidden agendas and the reason why this guy wanted power.
Well,
it's power. I mean, but to fucking, you know, when they're doing this shit and, you know, they're taking these kids and killing their families in front of them and they've got nowhere else to go.
Right.
You're kind of forced to do it, you know, especially right. when you're all fucking,
no choice.
You're all coked up. You fucking, you're dependent on this fucking drug. And like you said, they become machines, drug fed machines.
Right. Yeah. One kid actually said, I don't view people as people. Yeah, I view them as animals. They're the same as a chicken.
And
they're useless.
If you watch that video, and I'm sure you'll post it up on.
Yeah. I'll put links to it.
The links. If you watch that video, I just saw, like, when he was talking about it, he was laughing about it. There was, like, no remorse. Like, there was.
No, not
that,
at all.
That kid is fucked.
Completely
totally
desensitized. Yeah.
Fucked, dude. I mean, that's. And this is a kid that's put back into their society who they're going to think is, like, going to be just, oh, send him to school. He'll become a better person. Dude, he's got to live with that shit for the rest of his fucking life.
Right. Fucking he's not, like you.
And not being fed cocaine anymore.
Right.
And fucking being like, oh, I want to read a book now.
Yeah,
fuck
now he
that.
Actually has to actually realize the shit that's happened. He's not all
exactly.
drugged up anymore.
Yeah.
But he's in a way, he's a lot like you in his fucking desensitization to porn. You know, there's no emotion in it anymore.
Yeah. None whatsoever. But... But it's fucking crazy, dude. I mean,
yeah, it is. I can't imagine.
What I didn't get with that whole fucking thing was like, okay, now they're at a peace. They're, you know, they've been at peace for a long time now, but they're still fucking, you know, those jungle wars still going on. But the people that fucking got their shit chopped off, their arms, are like, oh, I forgive them, but I haven't forgot. Well, fuck yeah. How are you going to forget? You don't got a fucking arm.
Yeah, you wake
arm,
up
you know?
Every
like,
morning and you can't scratch your ass.
Yeah. You can't scratch. You can't even smoke a cigarette. Can't fucking hold a spoon to fucking eat some cereal or rice, whatever they eat. But, dude, it's that third world country shit. I mean, it's poverty. It's fucking, you know, like, you fucking, how the fuck do you get away from that? Like, here, we're like, hey, there's, calm the fuck down, dude. You're going to get fucked up. You know, how can they do that? They've got fucking jungle soldiers, fucking rebels that just come to their town and be, you know, hey, I'm going to take this. Fuck you. You don't want to be a part of this. We're going to fucking, you know, kill all the women and kill all the men and fucking turn your son into a fucking cocaine fed fucking machine. It's like, dude, where the fuck? What the fuck's going on, dude?
Well, and the thing is that over 8 years, they did this so much. There are so many people in that country now that don't have fucking limbs.
Yeah.
That they have amputee camps.
Yeah, camps.
That where people come in and, you know, they're basically like there's donations and stuff made so that those people can survive in these camps because there are so many fucking people that don't have limbs.
Right.
Well, because they were chopped off.
If you think about it,
kids.
If you think about
it, that's crazy.
If you think about it, I know it's weird to say, but it's fucking genius. These fucking warlords, what they're doing is they're getting rid of reproduction by getting rid of the men and the women, or doing whatever the fuck they want with them, but keeping the kids, chopping their arms, chopping their legs off. They can't produce anything. They can't make anything. They have to fucking, you know. It's a fucking symbol. It's a symbol
reliant,
of if you don't fucking follow us, here's what you're going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, fuck, dude. It's you're basically fucking castrating society so that you can keep controlling little by little what goes on in your area, you know?
The thing that gets me about that, like some of that makes sense, but it makes sense like if you do that to your resistors.
Right.
Right. If you do that to the people that stand up and obviously that's the way you do things around here. Right.
the
loudest person gets the punishment. Right.
Right.
This isn't like that.
Yeah. These people are like
if you said look at this guy who opposed me and then you look at him without arms and go that, you know, that's what happens when you oppose me. They're not even doing that.
Right.
There was one little girl in that video that just went to visit her aunt in another village. And the fucking gorilla kids showed up at this village and just chopped both their fucking arms off.
Right.
What the hell? Dude, like, for no reason. Dude, she wasn't part of any resistance. She wasn't. Yeah. It's just civilians. They would just go into places where people were and start butchering them up.
That shit to me, dude, is like totally third world shit. It's just like when we did the food thing where fucking these people have to eat weird shit. I don't want to have to shit in a weird place or fucking worry about getting my shit chopped off. It's fucked. I know it's fucked up to say. I don't know what I can do about it. Fucking, I'll send some shoes and clothes and shit, but I'll fucking cut the sleeves off and the fucking legs off so they don't have to fold the shit up. But dude, it's fucked. Dude, to watch that video was pretty fucking disturbing. And we watched two videos, and the first video I watched, the African thing, that's not even human. That's not human, dude. That shit's like fucking.
No, it doesn't seem like it, right?
Yeah.
The whole time I watched it, I compared it to the life here in the United States.
Yeah, and I was just like,
I instantly said, anybody who has anything to complain about should just go fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
There isn't a valid argument for anything you have to complain about.
Right.
When you look at what the fuck's going on over there or what went on over there, and is probably still going on.
Still going on, yeah. And I'm telling you, dude, that shit, all that shit over there, because if you watch that movie Blood Diamond, it's a really good fucking movie, and it fucking puts a lot of shit in perspective, because when I was watching this, and I was, it took me back to that fucking movie, and it was like, you know, there's these... It's not always all about power, but I'm sure there's other countries that had a lot to do with that. And fucking, when you give somebody who doesn't ever have money, a lot of money, more money than they know what to do with, and they don't know how to fucking act, and they just want more of it, they'll do fucking anything, bro. And I mean, like I said, that shit's just not right. That's not human, dude. What person fucking says, go fucking chop all their fucking arms off, dude? For what? Why? What's the purpose?
It's just it's to create fear, right?
Yeah.
You control by fear. So if your goal is to control, if you can, create fear, you win.
Right. It's just like I always say, when fucking, if shit goes down here, the first person that fucking tries to take my shit, I'm going to fucking gut them in front of my house and leave them there.
And string them up.
Here, but that's because that's what's needed to be done.
That situation warrants that.
That shit, that's like fucking brutal, dude. That's just like,
well,
you saw the video. The kid says, I still think about fucking chopping people's arms off. And fucking,
that's going to be like that forever,
dude.
Right?
Yeah.
But then the even more fucked up part is the dude that started this whole thing. He fucking denies that any of that even happened.
It's all fabrication.
He says, they're all spoon fed. Make that shit up.
And it's all fabricated.
And then he says that the drug use, the Nigerians are bringing the drugs over and they're giving him the drugs.
Right.
But all the stuff about cutting off people's arms is all bullshit.
Yeah.
And yet you have fucking amputee camps. You don't have hospitals, but you have amputee camps. So where the fuck did they get their arms cut off then?
Yeah.
God damn it. That shit's just insane.
Yeah, it was. Dude, I was pretty like,
that really fucking blew me away.
Like, I'm, dude, that's just like weird shit to me, dude. It's so far from my life that I can't even understand it. Yeah. It's not like this kid's fucking parents were murdered in front of him and he was fucking so fucked up that, you know, they fed him drugs to go fucking shoot people. Dude, fucking where are the people that are supposed to help that? Like I got friends who got problems, dude. And I'm usually the first to say, dude, you want to go have a beer? Let's go talk about this. Let's go fucking blow some steam off, dude. Whatever, dude. But dude, when shit builds up to the point where you got to do shit like that, bro, fuck, dude, that's just wrong, dude. It's just wrong.
I completely agree.
Where are the parents? Where is the school? Where's the system? Where's the system that's in play to fucking help this kid? You know, whether he's the bully or not the bully, it's the same problem. It's a problem, you know?
Well, and but you have like this whole catch 22 with that too, because then you have the whole flip side of it where people go, well, if I try to help and then it doesn't work, then I'm responsible too.
Oh, fuck.
So then they're like, okay, hands off. You know, I don't want to be involved at all, because if it goes wrong, then we're all fucked. Yeah. And I don't want to be part of that.
I don't know. But I did that second video you sent, the Luther twins. What are they? The Luther Vandross twins?
No, Luther Vandross. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
That's Luther and Johnny 2.
Luther and Johnny 2.
These kids are fucking interesting.
This is a fucking... this is the story that fucking... I was like, whoa. This is interesting as fuck. Because these are actual people who are actually really fighting for what they believe.
For freedom. Right? In fact, their group, I mean, that doesn't really mean anything, but their group is called the God's Army.
God's Army,
right? They're fighting for unity
and
for freedom of people against an oppressive government.
Exactly.
They're not fighting for an oppressive government.
Right.
This is the complete polar opposite of what
but
happened.
But the story
in
is fucking
Leon.
Interesting as fuck,
super
dude.
Crazy.
So like when I first started the video,
fucking two,
and
man.
That little dude, I could have sworn he was like a midget fucking smoking a cigarette, dude. But it was crazy because you could just see the like, this kid was like a little man, dude. You know, you could see the fucking, the power in him, dude. I was just like, God.
Well, but and what's interesting is that they said, well, to kind of go backwards to the beginning, is when those two twins were born, they said that everybody in the village, you know, all the holy people and everybody knew that there was something special about those kids. And here's what's really trippy is they said that when the kids were born in the house, that they could hear a large group of people outside the house.
Yeah.
But then when they went out there to see who was there, there was nobody there, and there were no footprints.
Well, they,
like in the, you know, in the jungle or whatever, there were no footprints
so
in the mud.
So these are like 12-year-old kids, right? I didn't, they might
Yeah, so in 2000, they were 12.
Yeah, so I don't know if you listened to one of the other guys that was older that wasn't a part of it but like fought with them.
Right, yeah.
You know, so their whole thing is
this is the
about
dude
purity.
That couldn't fight. You're talking about the guy that couldn't fight with them because he was
drunk.
Drinking.
Yeah, he was drinking.
Yeah.
So the whole thing about their whole purpose is it's God's way. Yes. So it's no pork,
it's
no
clean.
Meat. It's clean. Right. You have to be clean. You have to be pure. And God we trust is what, you know, is the motto.
So no drugs, involved, right?
So these kids tell this guy. So can you imagine a kid telling you, no, you stay here because you're not a part of this. I'm going to go into the jungle and fuck some shit up real quick. I'll be back, you know?
Right.
So, but he was saying that these kids, and like when they went and fought, they didn't fight in like armies. That was just like a group of 10 kids that would go out and fight a unit of, you know, Burmese or was it Burmese? Burmese?
No. That's the Burmese army.
Burmese army. Which
because the Burmese army worked for the government.
Exactly. So
they were trying to take over all the land in the jungle.
The story goes is that these two kids, these two brothers, go out and the Burmese army is fighting them, and all of a sudden hear all these people around them, and they fucking panicked and they start shooting each other. Like, because they were
the Burmese army,
because they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
They didn't know where these people. They heard people
so
in the jungle,
and
they started shooting at the people in the jungle. They were shooting at
each other. Yeah, so
they've
got this weird connection, like this holy.
So the story is that there's this invisible army. Right? These invisible soldiers.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, dude, I mean. I know the people who are listening to this, you've got to watch this fucking video because it's
so you have to watch this video
and
understand it. We're definitely not doing this shit justice.
Yeah,
but
because when I'm watching it, there's times where these kids act like kids, but then there's times where you could see where they're just like so fucking stern and fucking like power driven.
And
it's so weird, dude.
There's a Jesus, what is she? A nun, right? Who's part of the? She's been kind of their guide, their religious guide or whatever since they were born, and she says that most people believe that they are the reincarnation of these two older gentlemen that were very, like, you know, regal and upheld by the group,
right,
or by the village, and that they think these two boys are the reincarnation. So essentially, they're two 12-year-old boys, and then when shit gets serious, they turn into like these wise 80-year-old men.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking crazy.
It's nuts,
right?
Dude. And see, I mean, I can see, I could see, well, because basically these kids are there because their families have been killed by the government. So they have no choice. I mean, they've got kids coming into their camp fucking saying, I've got no family. I need help.
Yeah.
This is fucked up. I want to be a soldier. I mean, fucking imagine you. Dude, I could never imagine at the age of 8, 7 years old, my parents being massacred, me living on the streets and going to go fucking, you know, pick up a gun. Dude, all I cared about was fucking riding my Huffy bike, dude. You know?
Right, yeah.
Go playing ball. Dude, how the fuck do you mentally fucking put that in perspective as an 8-year-old and be like, I'm going to go I'm going to go to war, dude.
I was thinking the same thing as I'm watching all these videos and looking into all of this stuff is like, how do you as a kid, you know, get that to that point?
Yeah.
But the fact of it is that they're born into war.
Right.
Right. This is all they know.
That's all
they've
know.
Ever seen. Yeah. And they've never watched Happy Days on TV.
Right.
They've only watched their father try to shoot these guys that are trying to fucking burn their house down. You know, so it's literally all they know. So it makes a little more sense when you put it in that perspective. But when you try to compare it to the rest of, you know, human society, like it's definitely,
yeah,
you know, it's definitely out there. It's its own unique thing. Like how can, I can't even fathom what that takes, you know?
Yeah. See, it's pretty crazy. I know there's other mindsets of children soldiers. I mean, if you look at the movie that was just made with what's his name, the sniper,
Chris Kyle,
the Chris Kyle movie, where, you know, kids are forced into this, like in Vietnam, kids most of the time didn't even know they were carrying a fucking shoebox with a bomb in it, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was that easy.
This to the neighbor.
Yeah.
Take this to the Americans, right?
Exactly.
Take this to the Americans.
And
then,
you know,
boom.
The whole religion thing, making kids do shit and fucking, you know, brainwashing them. Like, those two twins, that's real shit, dude. That's like fucking down and dirty fucking survival. That whole religion shit that goes on in other countries, dude, I just don't get it, dude, because it's just, that's just fucked up, dude. That's just...
Well,
making
kids
fucking, you're basically brainwashing kids to hate people and hate.
Right.
And like I said, I hate everybody equally, but they specifically hate one person. And that's, you know, Americans.
Well, essentially anybody that doesn't believe in their religion.
Exactly.
Right. And that brings us to a more current situation. We talked about 1991. We talked about 2000. Here we are in 2018.
Right.
And this kind of thing is still going on,
right,
with ISIS. And now ISIS is bringing in child soldiers. And these kids are showing up and basically going, I want to be a human bomb. I want to be a suicide bomber.
What the fuck is that all about, dude?
And they're putting them through this crazy training. And they're doing the same thing with the drugs.
Yeah.
You know, they're drugging these kids up.
And I'm sure they're buying them hookers and fucking, you know, buying the biggest camels in the world and fucking.
Well, no, they're just feeding them. That's what they're doing. They're feeding them. They're giving them food because they don't fucking have any.
Right.
You know, basically, well, they're going, hey, we've got all the food.
If I was a kid, I would ask for a magic carpet or something. Like, hey, give me at least a fucking magic carpet, and I'll go blow my shit up, dude.
But if you're a kid, right, and your parents or whatever the fuck your parents are, if they're even still alive,
right,
you know, obviously, they don't give a fuck about you because half of them are strapping bombs to their kids and sending them out in the street anyway, right? So nobody gives a fuck.
But I don't even get it, bro. I get the religion. It's very old. It's very fucking you know, straightforward, this is how you live your life. But those countries are so fucking rich. I mean, they produce the most fucking, the number one thing that we need in this world.
Yes.
And that's
oil and heroin.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe throw in some cocaine too. But, dude, I just don't get it. Yeah. It's greed. It's fucking.
No, it is. Absolutely, it is.
And it's fucked up, dude, because, dude, if, okay. I love, I'm a Quran guy. I don't know what you call them. I don't know. Whatever. And I live my life by this book. Okay, so what? My neighbor's a fuck. He likes hamburgers. Cool, whatever. If I had the, if I had money like all these other people do, and when these people that are poor see all these other people, I mean, what? They don't have anything else other than to fucking hate, you know?
Well, yeah, because that's what the book says, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
The book tells you, so if you're going to follow it by the book says that person is below you.
Yeah, but what if you had
scum and doesn't deserve to live on this same planet as you?
Okay, but what if you had a big old yacht and a fucking Ferrari and that said that in that book? I'd be like, oh, that's all right. You can go ahead and have that hamburger, dude. Because I got a yacht and I got a fucking Lamborghini, dude.
Well, but the book doesn't say that. So you're still following the book,
right? But that's what I'm saying, dude. They got to share the wealth out there, dude. Like,
yeah, but
show some love, dude. Show some love.
They're not. The book doesn't say that.
Well, fuck, dude. I'm just saying, dude.
You know, the crazy shit that's going on with them fuckers. I saw a video of a five-year-old kid with a fucking survival knife being taught how to behead a teddy bear.
Oh, God, dude. See?
Just smiling the whole fucking time.
Right. Well, the fuck, they don't know. The fucking
heel. No, yeah, they don't know.
No, dude.
No, they don't know.
He don't know.
Because what does he get when he does that? He gets praise. Well, yeah. He gets all the things that make a kid feel good. Yeah. He gets fucking fed.
He gets a bowl of rice, dude.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Fuck.
It's fucking insane, dude.
That's why I will not travel even to Mexico. I am not going anywhere, dude. My ass is going to be sitting in Utah for the rest of my life, dude.
They teach these kids to spy on their parents, and that's not true because you're going to California.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, let's say I'm staying in the states.
I'm staying stateside. In the lower 48.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking nuts, dude. You know when I saw this on the fucking on our spreadsheet on our topics, I was like, fuck, that's kind of fucking that's interesting, dude. And it really was, dude. It's fucking really eye-opening. When you say, yeah, nobody has anything to fucking complain here about anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if it's the fucking the jeans you're wearing because you're not wearing Levi's and you're wearing fucking
just
Spranglers. You're wearing Spranglers instead of Wranglers.
Take 45 minutes out of your life and watch these three videos that I'm going to put up. And tell me that fucking anything in your life is worth complaining about at that point.
You know, I don't need a $200 fucking guitar pedal, but I just want one.
Right.
Because
you can. Because
I can.
Right?
And I'm going to fucking work my ass for it. Yeah.
And you fucking feed yourself and you pay your bills.
But I'll tell you what.
And you're in a country that allows you that.
The IRS can go fuck themselves for all I give a fuck.
That is a whole
fucking
other show.
You want to talk about me getting pissed off and doing some crazy shit? Fucking keep sending me those goddamn letters, IRS.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
Oh, fuck, I'm almost done. I think, you never know, dude.
Dude, you're never done.
Yeah, dude.
They're always going to be taking that
fuck,
shit.
Fuck, I'm like, God damn it.
They'll be robbing you,
dude,
for the rest of your life.
Dude, you want to talk about
they're going to take taxes from you after you're dead.
Yeah, dude, you want to talk about fuck. Okay, so I've got this fucking IRS bill, and I know I'm jumping off the fuck course, but really quick. So I get this letter.
But you have nothing to complain
about.
Nothing
to complain about. Nothing. And other than the fucking IRS fucking mail I get, I have nothing to complain about. I get this fucking letter, right? And they're already garnishing my fucking checks, dude. They fucking take 25% every goddamn week, dude. Dude, a delinquent. I'm all bullshit. I call them up and I'm all, dude, why am I getting these fucking letters? I told you, just take it out of my checks. I just want this fucking done. Why am I getting these letters? Oh, that was for something else. I'm all, there's something else? What the fuck, dude?
No.
It's like, oh, dude. There it's like be something it's like, else. It's like somebody strapping my fucking feet to the ground, legs spread open, and fucking kicking me straight in the dick, dude.
Right.
And saying, thank you, may I have another, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Kicking your dick right into your asshole.
I'm telling you, nobody has nothing to complain. Watch these fucking videos. And you think your shit sucks? Fucking fuck you. Eat a bag of dicks, dude. Because this is
crying.
Some fucked
you're
up
crying
because
they're taking 25%.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo fucking who.
Boo hoo.
Right?
But dude, go
some
ahead
people
take
don't
it.
Have, some people don't have 25%.
You know what, IRS? Go ahead and take it. I want my hands. I want my feet. I don't want to have to go fight.
Yeah.
Take it. Take it.
Keep that fucking heroin addiction, too.
Fuck yeah. But if you've got some cocaine, no, just play.
Jesus Christ.
One day out of the month, I'm cool with that.
Oh, God.
No, I don't use cocaine.
Not anymore.
It looks
not
fun.
Until you get that 25% back.
Yeah, it looks fun.
It looks fun.
I don't even know. Why isn't there a fucking cocaine dispensary? Why not? It's a flower.
Not
just
yet. It's coming. It's coming.
Dude, just not tax yet. It. We'd all be fucking, everybody would be happy.
It's coming. Don't worry.
I don't want.
It'll all be
I
legal
really
someday.
Don't want it to come because Jesus Christ.
Right.
Everybody will be happy. What will we do if everybody's fucking happy?
Everybody will be an asshole driving a Trans Am.
Yeah.
That's what everybody will be.
Oh,
you
fuck.
You won't be able to keep fucking denim jackets on the shelf.
Exactly. Well, I just got a denim jacket.
See? You're halfway there.
I'm not even using cocaine.
You just need a Trans Am and a fucking drug habit.
I did get pulled over today, bro.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, dude.
You get searched? They pull you out of the car?
No, dude. Fuck, dude. Well, dude, I turned my paperwork in for my fucking... for my concealed weapon, right? Because I haven't done it yet, so I turned it
in. That's why they pulled you over?
No. But, dude,
we found the Mexican.
Yeah, we found the one Mexican that fucking strapped. So I'm leaving the Maverick. I took the dog for a walk, and I've got my dog in the fucking car with me. I pull out. I guess I go in the center median, because the center median goes right into the turn lane. And it's, like, literally, like, fucking 30 feet of median, you know, and then turn lane.
Yeah.
As I'm making my turn, dude, switches flip, boom, black car. I was like, God damn it, dude. Motherfucker. My dog's in the car, dude. I pull into a bank, right? Because it was like it's a little street. And I was like, I didn't want to park there for the cop to fucking, you know, be out in the middle of the street. And I'm thinking of his safety. I'm trying to fucking be a, you know, a good citizen.
Right. Did you
comes
did you
out
have to tell him that?
Yeah, I did. And he goes, so turns out this is like a rookie cop, right? You could tell he's nervous as fuck. It must have been had to have been his first pullover, because another guy was coming on the other side, look, you know, doing the whole fucking boop, 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 you know, looking through the car. And he comes up, and my dog starts freaking out, dude. Like, who the fuck is this? I guess me and my girl were talking about it, and I guess dogs can sense, like, when their owners are, like, nervous or...
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So, dude, my heart's pounding, dude, because anytime I get pulled over, I'm thinking I'm going to jail, dude, no matter what.
Right.
Dude. It's like, I'm going to jail. Going to jail. For what? I don't know. IRS? Who knows? I'm going to fucking jail.
Nobody gets pulled over for good shit.
Yeah, right, dude. So, dude, I give him all my information, and then my dog's freaking out. And I'm trying to, you know, what's your dog's name? Fuck you. You don't need to know my dog's name. Let's just fucking get this over with. Yeah. I don't want to be
the
nice guy.
We get this over
you be
with
nice guy. It doesn't work, dude. I already know your agenda already. You want to fucking get me out and beat the shit out of me. Cool. But first thing was first, I fucking said, I turned in paperwork for my concealed weapons. I'm not sure if it shows up on your screen or not, if it's, you know, gone through or not. Oh, no, we didn't get anything. I was like, oh, fuck, cool, because now I knew if that shit was on the fucking screen, on their screen, they would have probably pulled me out and fucking start searching for, you know, a bazooka or fucking a bag of Colombian Bang Bang with my fucking, you know, any excuse. But, dude, you know, you can never do right. So here's what I did wrong. I didn't come to a complete stop leaving the Maverick. I turned into the median instead of into the street. I did not have my blinker on, which I did because he couldn't have seen it because he was coming from the west side and I was turning east, so he would never have seen my left side blinker. Turn into the median, and I shouldn't have done that. So I was like, he let me go, thankfully, with not a ticket. And having a class, a commercial driver's license helps sometimes because they're, they say, we don't want to fuck with your livelihood. But dude,
right? Hopefully,
yeah, dude, that fucking scares me. I hate getting pulled over, dude. It's the worst, dude.
Terrible.
Dude, I was like,
I have no comment about being pulled over because in my head,
Chris, always in my head, the first thing I'm thinking of is, oh, fuck, what do I have in the car? You know? I start looking around. I'm like, oh, fuck, do I have beer? Do I have fucking, and I was like, dude, that was the cleanest I've ever been, dude. Other than my dog fucking wanting to fucking tear the cop's head off, dude. I was like, fuck, dude. Yeah, those aren't even half the problems that these fucking kids have in the fucking jungle.
Oh, yeah, that's the least of that. That's nothing compared to what they've got to worry about.
Oh, fuck, dude. I really seriously hope that people do watch these fucking videos because it's fucking
really
mind-blowing.
Pretty interesting, yeah.
Mind-blowing. Just fucking wrong, dude, in all the wrong ways, dude. Just fucking wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It is a real just eye-opener to the rest of the world and how bad shit could really be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like they don't even have a choice. They're kids.
They don't know
any better. Like I said, they're born into this shit, you know?
I remember.
It's all they, as far as they're concerned, the whole world looks like
that. They don't even fucking know what a fucking, you know, a pair of jeans look like, dude. It's
no
like
idea.
Fucking no fucking clue. All they knew was fucking army green and fucking how to fucking take down and put a fucking rifle back together, dude.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's crazy, dude. Fucking way crazy.
So, what do you say we get into some music?
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's do it. I've got a couple songs this week. Let's see. My first song, I sent you this song the other day because I was listening.
Yes.
And, I've listened to this album a bunch of times, but this song is at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a live version. It's fucking like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it is just 15 minutes of the sickest live jam that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Right? It just goes. I mean,
it's a marathon.
I came in the house and my wife was like, I could hear your car stereo because I just had that shit fucking cranked. It's a song called Spoonful. It's the live version of Spoonful by Cream off of the Wheels of Fire album. It came out in 1968. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the song just makes you want to smoke some of that
good
old
shit. Dirty.
The old shitty dirt weed, the Mexican dirt weed, you know, just that generic high and just crank this up in a pair of headphones and jam out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even fucking like mixed so that the guitar is in the right side and the bass is in the left side.
Is it
and the drums are fucking down
remastered?
The middle. No.
Oh.
No, this is, I specifically, and I want to actually, maybe we'll do a show about remastered albums. I specifically avoid remastered albums if I can. Yes. Typically. Because I want to hear it the way everybody else fell in love with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
or the way I fell in love with it, it might have been, or whenever it came out.
I agree with that, but then I don't agree with that because we'll talk about it another episode.
I think that's actually a music show that we could have a conversation about that because I've. Anyway, Spoonful by Cream, the live version, Wheels of Fire, killer fucking song, killer guitar solo, killer bass line. Just a fucking 15-minute jam. It's incredible. You got to check it out. To turn it all the way up. Turn that shit to 12. Fuck 11.
Yeah.
Go right past it. All the way to 12. My next song is a band that I've talked about a million times.
Yep.
It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite songs. I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing about them. If you like this band, you already know the song. You already know what I'm going to say. If you don't like this band, this is probably not going to convince you to like them, but it doesn't matter. So the band is Clutch. The song is Drink to the Dead. It's kind of a mellower, a little slower song. You know, it's a basically, I mean, I haven't really dove into the lyrics of it, but essentially it's about fucking, you know, honoring and living your life fucking while you're alive and honoring your fallen friends or whatever, you know, your past friends, because eventually you're going to be there too.
Right.
You know, but this song actually, the reason I picked this song this week is because, I think I might have mentioned earlier that I actually had the opportunity to do a little playing this week, yesterday, and I actually learned how to play this song.
Nice.
This is probably the first song in my entire life that I have learned the entire song.
Nice.
Yeah, all the changes.
Yeah.
You know, everything. I know the whole song. It's a super simple song.
Right.
But I know pretty much the whole song.
That's
I'm not
cool.
Maybe great at it right now, but I know all
that's,
the parts.
That's always such a fucking rewarding feeling, dude, when you fucking...
Right.
When you go from...
And I can actually play it
start
from front
to finish
back for the
yeah.
most part, yeah. Because, I mean, everything I've done before, you know, when I fiddled around with playing guitar, you know, it's always just kind of learn, like, the hooky,
right.
you know, familiar riff
yeah,
or whatever.
The intro.
You go, oh, look, I can play this part,
yeah.
you know, the intro or the chord, you know, whatever the hook is. You know, whatever the part that stands out
right.
is, you know. If you're going to learn fucking, you know, Sweet Child of Mine, what are you going to learn?
Right.
The intro,
exactly.
you know, the beginning. So this is the first song that I've learned, like, front to back. So that was pretty cool. And then my third song is a song called Deer Dance by System of a Down. And the reason I picked this song is because... and. It wasn't until I picked this song and I actually wanted to just kind of verify some stuff with it before I talked about it that I figured out I was completely wrong about this song the whole time. I always thought this song said pushy little children with their fully automatics.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I always thought too.
So this song to me, because I knew about the two kids from Burma,
uh-huh.
the you know Luther and Johnny too. I knew about those guys a long time ago, and I always thought this song was about them. It was about these just tyrant little fucking kids with guns leading this guerrilla army, which I knew of them. I didn't know about what they were doing.
Right.
Obviously, that's not even the case. Well, it turns out that's not even what the fucking song is about. The song is basically about police brutality in Los Angeles.
Really.
And the lyric isn't pushy little children with their fully automatics. The lyric is pushing little children with their fully automatics.
Oh, pushing.
Talking about the police,
right.
like
pushing,
you know, fucking with kids and fucking with crowds and whatever it is that they're doing. Yeah, it's pushing, not pushy, which I got that fucking completely wrong. But I picked the song anyway. So Deer Dance by System of a Down. It's off the Toxicity album. It's a great song. It just doesn't relate to the topic that I thought it related to.
Right. That sucks.
Yeah, kind of. But it's cool to know, you know. I would have never known had we not done this show
right.
and I had, you know, and looked at that. But every time I heard that song, I always like
yeah.
had this image of
like,
of Luther too
yeah.
with a fucking cigar and an M16 in his little mini camo, you know, army fatigues, hanging out in the jungle is what I always envisioned
yeah.
when he talked about that. But I was wrong. Whatever.
Well, that's fucking.
I'll admit
that's
it.
Funny.
So,
that's cool.
Those are my three.
All right, my first song. I actually seen these guys, Los Straight Jackets. They're a surf band, and they're actually a really good band. It's a really good band to go watch. They're very entertaining because they wear the lucha fucking mask and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're totally surf music. They play, you know, it's like Mexican surf music.
Right.
But this song is off the album with Deke Dickerson in the Los Straight Jackets off the Sings the Great Instrumental Hits. And Deke,
say that 10 times
yeah,
fast.
Deke Dickerson's a Western swing guy. He's a badass fucking guitar player. Really good at what he fucking does. But nice. He teamed up with Los Straitjackets, and Los Straitjackets, they don't sing. It's just all instrumental.
Yeah.
But they did this song called Perfidia, and it's a Spanish word for, like, betrayal. I don't know how to pronounce it in the Spanish tongue, but it's Perfidia. That's the way it's spelt and looks. And it's kind of like a fucking, like, reggae-ish, polka-ish type song, because Deke Dickerson does do the country swing, but Los Straitjackets does the surf stuff. So it's actually a really cool vibe. I really like this song. And if you look at the album, Deke Dickerson, he's like a cowboy guy with a bunch of fucking luchadors holding instruments in the background. But it's a really fun album. A lot of their stuff's really cool. A lot of it's fun. And it's they're if you get a chance, if they're in town, go see them, because they all play the same instruments, like the guitar players and the bass player. They all have the same design. I think they've even got signature shit, you know, and they're dressed in suits with luchador fucking masks on, and they're just dancing around like, you know, fucking like old surfers, you know, fucking used to do back in the 60s. It's really cool to watch them play. Really good sound. Mm-hmm. And it's traditional surf music. So it's cool. It's one of my favorite songs off this particular album. But on this album, I don't know if you ever heard the song Apache. It's the Jump On It song. Jump on it. Jump on it. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that song is actually on this album on Los Straitjackets, but I actually like the original song better than the one on the Los Straitjackets. But this song's Apache Jump On It from Sugar Hill Gang, Rhythm and Rhymes. And this is old school shit, and I think, you know, this is the good stuff that I like to listen to. And my girl, she's a hipster on old rap stuff.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Hell yeah,
DMC.
Dude. Exactly. Sugar Hill Gang that's classic shit, dude. And it's a fun song. It's funky. It's like one of those songs right when you hear it, dude, you're already fucking bobbing your head and you're fucking moving to it, you know?
Well, that's because at the time she was teasing her hair 3 feet over her head and wearing the darkest lipstick with the whitest makeup she could find.
Probably. Most likely. I'm not going to lie.
I can see it, dude. I can see it.
She was disco. I'm not going to lie. She was disco.
It's all good.
But dude, she was good disco. I liked that disco. She did disco good.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with no disco. You know, we're supposed to get married, and
you're supposed to.
Yeah, we're supposed to get married, and we wanted to throw a party. Like, we want to throw a party, like, with all our friends and stuff. But it's going to be a disco versus metal party. So you can either come disco or metal. So I'm hoping we put it together. We've talked about it in the past. We didn't want to do like a bachelorette and a bachelor party. We want to do a party with all our friends. But that's what we want to do. I think we could get a really good turnout, but I think that would be a really good time. But she knows her disco, dude, and she knows all that. I don't know how to listen to it, dude, because it's so weird to me. It's just, I don't know.
I'm totally going to show up in glitter bell bottoms on roller skates.
Yeah.
With a Motorhead t-shirt and a vinyl and a denim vest.
Dude, I'm going, I think I might go fucking looks that kill, dude. Motley Crue style, dude.
You go Motley Crue
dude,
style.
Dude, I think I might
go Tommy Lee fucking spandex pants
all
and no
pleather,
shirt.
All pleather, dude. All pleather, dude. With
you should
chains.
Go Twisted Sister.
I just might, dude. I might even do the hairdo and everything, bro. I just might. It sounds like a good time, though.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And then my third song, I got to see, I went to a show on Wednesday. I went and saw Tinsley Ellis, really good blues guitar player, fucking smoking show. He fucking tore it up. One of my songs that he played that I really enjoy was Cut You Loose. And this is a typical blues, you know, I work my ass off, but you don't fucking give me credit. You fucking...
Yes, I'm cutting you loose.
Cutting you loose. And this is off a digitally remastered, the best of Tinsley Ellis. And that's why I asked you about being remastered. I believe this one's been remastered. We'll have that discussion another time. But actually, the show's a really good show. It really sucks because the first band, they weren't all that great. They played a lot of covers. and didn't do the covers really justice. Like they did Prince, Let's Go Crazy, and I was kind of disappointed because Prince is like one of my, he's the reason why I started playing guitar.
Right.
But I was very, very upset, and I
said a little like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, it was. It was like,
oh, really?
Didn't put any emphasis on the let's go or fucking anything, dude. I was like,
that's what
fuck,
gets that
dude.
Song
yeah,
happening,
dude.
Right? Like, that's what gets you into
exactly,
that
dude. I wanted to see him dance around, licking his fingers and fuck, you know, doing a little shuffle and everything. But this,
wasn't into character.
No,
huh?
I got to give the band credit. They look kind of young. They had an older drummer. The singer was really good. The guitar player, unfortunately, wasn't that good. And I was kind of pissed because across the street from this place is a, it's called the Bayou. It's a bar and grill. Really good food, really good drinks.
It's really far from the Bayou.
Well, it's across the street from the stateroom, so I really don't give a fuck. I walk in, and a guy comes up to me and goes, hey, dude, you the guitar player for the first band? I was all, dude, you just fucking slapped me with fucking bag of dicks.
Yeah.
That guy fucking sucked. I am way better than that. And he's all, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, no, no worries, bro. I'm all, you'll be hearing from me shortly. He goes, yeah, well, what's your name? I said, oh, my name's the Tequila Blues Man. And he goes, oh, really? You got, and he goes, you got a band or what? And I goes, yeah, the Tequila Blues Man and the Dirty Boners. And he looked at me like, what the fuck? I was like, you'll hear from me soon, dude.
Don't worry. I'm coming. Yeah.
But it was funny. But really, if anybody's into blues, Tinsley Ellis, he's fucking got album after album. Dude, like, I don't know how you can write this many fucking blues albums, dude. Just goes on for days, dude.
Nice.
And then shitty thing is, I just found out fucking Buddy Guy and John Mayall. That's how you say his name, right?
Yeah, John Mayall.
John Mayall.
Mayhall.
Yeah. Or Mayall.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Is coming into town, dude, but tickets are like $150 a piece, dude.
Ooh.
And it's a small venue, dude. It's the Depot, dude. I think it's like about 1,500 seats, if that, dude.
Aussie tickets weren't even that much.
I know, dude. I was like, fuck, dude, $150 for one? But, dude, who knows how long Buddy Guy's going to be alive for, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's fucking old, bro. They're both old, dude. That'd be a great fucking show to go to. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
It's funny, this show that we just went to, I invited my buddy who invited me to go to the Black Kiss show that we talked about the last episode. And I'm like, hey, bro, you want to go to a blues show? He goes, where at? I'm on the stateroom. He's all,
yeah, you showed me yours. Now I got to show you mine.
So this guy just picked up a guitar, right? Because he says he needs a stress reliever. I said, hey, guitar's really good for that, but you gotta, at first it's gonna be frustrating.
It could go either way.
At first it's gonna be pretty frustrating. I said, why don't you, because he goes to a lot of fucking country shows, and you know, country shows are about the guys fucking playing, you know, acoustic on stage, unless you're gonna go see
just strumming chords.
Yeah, unless you, who was that one fucking
a little bit
really
of
good guitar.
Chicken picking.
Fuck, I forget his name. But anyways. Ooh. Paisley. Brad Paisley.
Oh, Brad Paisley.
He's a really good guitar player.
Is he?
I'm like, yeah, come check it out, dude. You're going to see some really good guitar playing, dude. And then he watched like the first three songs of fucking Ellis, and fucking, he was like, he makes it look so hard, so easy, but it's so fucking hard. And I'm all, well, yeah, this guy's been doing it since fucking, he was a youngster, and he's like in his 60s.
Probably since long before you were
born. Yeah, and I'm like, dude, this isn't what you want to do. You want to learn how to play cowboy shit, dude. It's, don't get discouraged, dude.
Yeah, no, not at all.
You know? It's like me going to a fucking Paul Gilbert show and wanting to learn how to play guitar and be like, yeah, I don't want to play guitar anymore, you know?
Yeah, I quit. I played for a week, I quit.
Yeah, fuck that, but... You know, it is what it is. It's good to see shit like that because it just opens your eyes to shit. And I really wanted to go because I wanted to see his equipment because I'm a gearhead right now. I'm trying to buy gear and shit. And
right.
Dude, he was using some fucking deluxe reverb, double reverb, deluxe double reverb, I think. The big 50-watt combo with a 20-watt next to it side by side, you know, going into one and going into the other. Dude, he had a fucking crazy little pedal board, dude. I was getting pictures and shit, dude. It fucking sounded killer, dude.
You know, it's so funny when it comes to that stuff, because you get guitarists that have this really kind of simplistic, you know, blues sort of straightforward sound, and they're using a bunch of pedals and a bunch of gear and a bunch of this and a bunch of that. Right. And then you get guys that just sound so over the top and so crazy and have all this shit going on.
Yeah.
And they have like these really simple setups.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have like an overdrive pedal and a fucking wah.
Yeah.
You know, just really basic, simple, stupid stuff. It's like, how the fuck do you do that?
See, here's the thing is like, I'm chasing a sound in my head right now that I'm really, it's moving forward.
Is it your sound or
it's my
like someone
it's my
sound.
I mean, it's okay. It's a cross between.
Well, yeah, it's going to be influenced.
It's heavily influenced by Stevie Ray Vaughan, but right. I'm also like, I mean, I really like the guitar player from fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers. I forget his name. The guy who fucking's been kicked out of their band like 800 times.
Oh, what the fuck is his name? It's not Dave Navarro.
No. Forget his name. Anyways. I really like his tone, but there's secrets that these guys do, you know, and it's finding out those secrets and researching their gear. Like right. my main pedal's one pedal. I have an overdrive pedal, and then I've got a boost pedal. That's it. My other pedals, because my amp that I'm going to be getting is just a single channel driven amp, very bare bones, tone, volume, and presence, and there's another dial on it. It's Marshall's signature tone knob, and that's it, bro. And it's got a dirty channel on it. It's like this base bare bones minimum. But I'm depending on my guitar. I'm depending on my pedals. I've got a tremolo, a reverb, and a delay, and that's all I want to use. But now chasing that tone, I mean, it goes from strings to pickups. To if it's a neck through body, to if it's a Boltown right. body, to, you know, fucking tuning knobs, fuck your tuners. I mean, there's so many factors, you know. Is it bone fucking nut, or is it a graphite nut? You know, your bridge setup, it's everything, dude. So
I know.
It's monotonous. But
and then there's people that swear up and down that most of that shit doesn't make a difference.
I really think
the wood your guitar is made out of doesn't make a difference. Your nut material doesn't make a difference. This doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make a difference. And then you got people that swear up and down that it does.
Well, I was one of those
or
guys.
Or you've got people that are trying to justify what they fucking spent on their shit.
I was one of those guys who didn't give a fuck, dude. All I wanted was the fucking dirtiest fucking head I could find, dude. The more dirt I can get, the better, dude. Now that I'm playing blues.
Well, you can't do that with blues, right?
Now that I'm playing blues, dude, tone is fucking everything, dude.
Yes.
Tone is fucking everything.
Tone is a big part
you're not,
of your style.
You can't hide it, dude. You can't hide your playing with this shit. So if I'm going to fuck up, I want to fuck up with the tone that I want. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things, bro. Like, I just, like the guitar that I want, dude, I've been wanting a gold top. Originally, I was going to go Gibson. I said this before, Gibson gold top. And fucking, I decided to go Ibanez because of personal reasons, but Ibanez just came out with a fucking my AR style guitar that I play in a gold top, dude. And I was like, fucking finally, dude. So I go and I look at it, dude, and it's a signature guitar and it's fucking $3,400, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was like, well, there went that. It's mind blowing, dude. What fucking people put into these guitars now, dude? I mean, why is that guitar 34? I know it's not because of the signature, because there are guitar players that are better than him whose guitars aren't as expensive as that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the hardware that's on this fucking guitar is top notch, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. It would have to be.
I'd hope so.
To justify that kind of cost. Yeah.
I told my girl, I said, you know, if there's one thing you want to fucking buy me, any. One thing, I said, I'll fucking drive a beat up beater car. I'll fucking wear stranglers instead of wranglers. I don't care. I'll wear fucking knee box instead of Reeboks.
Get you some LA gear.
Yeah, I'll fucking wear LA gear. If you buy this guitar for me, I promise you I will not let you down.
Oh, Jesus.
But she's That's buying me my amp, I hope. Thank you, baby.
There you go. One step closer.
One step closer. You know, it's just, I don't know. I don't have the toys like I used to have, and fucking I want those toys back. But I can't go to the pawn shop because somebody else has them now. But I'm doing it new. I'm doing it a new style, dude. So
one at a time.
One at a
right?
time, bro. One at a time.
Little piece.
And you got to check out all these little micro pedals they got out now, dude. Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, dude. Dude, I've got a pedal on my pedal board. I shit you not. It's maybe about two and a half inches, dude. Long.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's the smallest thing ever, dude.
It's just all that solid state shit now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
A little tiny processor.
Yeah, the circuitry on these are fucking just crazy now, dude.
There ain't even enough room to put two quarter inch jacks in.
Dude, I tried putting a quarter inch jack in it, and the jack was bending, and it was like, it's so fucking tiny that even the fucking, the Velcro strip, couldn't even hold it on, dude. It was popping off, dude, because the jack
the cable was pushing it, dude.
So I gotta, I'm gonna do terrible. A custom job on these cables. They've got some solderless fucking cables now that are like really smaller, not as thick, and you can play with them a little more. So yeah, it is what it is, dude. Enough with tech shit, dude. People are gonna be like,
enough
"Fuck these guys!
Yeah,
you guys are
what
stupid.
The fuck are these guys? What did this turn into a fucking guitar?" Tech review show.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's another time.
Nobody listens this long anyway.
Yeah, we went from fucking kids chopping arms off to fucking micro pedals on my guitar pedal and my pedal board.
Oh, yeah. Did we ever mention this was episode 45? I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think we went straight
into
it.
I think we did. Anyway, that was episode 45, folks. Have a nice day.
See ya.
Later.
Battalions of riot police with rubber bullets, kisses, baton, courtesy, service with a smile. Yeah, I'm the Staples Center, you can see America with this dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the league around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the league around. The Staples Center, you can see America with this dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. To peace, war staring you in the face, dressed in black, with a helmet, fierce, trained and appropriate for the malcontents, for the disproportion malcontents. A little boy smiled, it'll all be well, and say a little boy smiled, it'll all be well. Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they like to push the weak around. Pushing little children
with the folly of the madness.